All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was, as I was rummaging through some things to talk about this morning, I couldn't help but I came upon this sombering article. And you live in California, right? So you know it's always hot in California. It's one of the states that is the hottest states in our nation. We know that. You know, we live in the Midwest, and we complain when it gets to be 80, 90 degrees. Many of us don't like that. But somebody explained to me how thus far this year, 10 children have died in hot cars. What? I don't, you know, just the minds of people and the carelessness of people, excuse me, who leave their children in these hot cars is more than amazing to me. And thus far, 10 children have died in these hot vehicles in California thus far this year. And, man, sometimes after I leave, you know, this studio, and my car sits out in the sun for the better part of 3 hours while I'm doing this show, I almost hate to even get in the car because I have leather seats, and those seats are really, really hot. The dashboard is really, really hot. And if you put your arm on the dashboard or you have on short pants like I do today and you sit on the seat, you can get a slight burn from the heat and the rays of the sun and the power of those rays. I couldn't begin to imagine what it must be like leaving your child in the vehicle for the extended periods of time that cost them their lives. And I know there aren't people who do it intentionally. But whether you do it intentionally or not, there's a price that you should pay for that. And I know there are people who say, well, they've already paid the price. They've lost their loved ones. And part of that is true. But carelessness as it relates to children who rely on their parent, you know, to look out for them is no reason, I guess, to say, well, you know, they've suffered enough. You can never suffer enough if you are at the root of why a child has died, and it's happened because of your carelessness. But can you imagine 10? You know, children who have been left in vehicles, and no telling, you know, we do know that there are times, as a couple of these stories tell, well, mom went into the shopping center, well, and thought she was only going to be there a moment. But as it turned out, she was there for a couple hours and forgot that the child was in the car. Well, you know, that's no excuse. 95 degrees. When you go into the store, what are you thinking? Whatever is in the store, you know, is, and I'm not saying that these people did this intentionally. No, they didn't. That's, you know, but in the end, and the finalization of all of it, it's the same thing, and these children have lost their lives. But I couldn't help but look at that number 10. And then I got to thinking even further about, again, the city where I live, where babies are dying left and right from gunfire. Man, man, what is it? You know, I was just talking about the greatness of the human brain, Connor, and all of that, but it's, you know, people who have the capacity to think and have been given that, they're people who don't even know how to use their brains, man. You know, kind of, they're people who have lived their entire lives and don't know how to use it. And, you know, I'm one of those who has not learned enough to unlock the capacity of the technological aspect of my brain, right? That you have, you and your generation, but there's all sorts of different parts of the brain that we have that in many instances we don't use. You know, you're not thinking when you leave your kids, right?
I mean, of course you're not thinking. I think it's just the way that people are, like, we're, I don't know, socialized to think about things.
Right.
Right now, like, specifically going from school to work, it's like people aren't, at least in society, more incentivized to use their creative mind or use their more analytical mind and solve problems out themselves. They're more socialized to learn how to do specific tasks from a boss or from a person of some authority and then repeat those tasks continuously.
Yeah, but...
And so I feel like that, you know, with some people, it just, like, creates this... It really hurts your critical thinking skills and your ability to be able to empathize with other people.
So that part, and that's part of what's at the root of it, that part that you can follow directions and rules... That's valued in a society, right? Yeah.
It's valuable. It's just that some rules just don't make some sense sometimes. You know, some rules aren't things that, like, are rules that are put in place to oppress people or are rules that are put in place because of bias that doesn't need to exist. And that's why we need to value, like, our ability to think critically and think creatively as much as we do value.
So you make me think, when I was a young man like you, I said, I'm going to change the world. I really did.
No, you know, I'm not laughing.
I mean, because in my world, money was not the determining factor. And so in the world I wanted to live in, I didn't want to ever allow myself to get caught up in, we got to go to a break. Come back, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.